Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Frank Thompson and his middle school students began their after-lunch sessions when Thompson collapses onto the floor, foaming at the mouth. A school resource officer gives the teacher Narcan. He's rushed to the hospital.
Nancy, a school nurse tried to treat Thompson before the resource officer administered the life-saving Narcan dose to the teacher. Police searched the teacher's classroom and found fentanyl, as well as several other drugs and various paraphernalia in a closet. The items were removed from the classroom and a professional service cleaned before students were allowed to return.
Turns out Thompson was keeping fentanyl in the classroom. He's now charged with possession of drugs and child endangerment. Sadie Davila attacked by a neighbor's pit bull as she plays outside of her grandma's Louisiana home. The grandma beats the dog off the 7-year-old with a walking cane.
Davila sustained extensive injuries to her face and skull in the attack and spent several hours in surgery. The dog's owner was not home at the time of the attack, but the dog was left outside unrestrained. Neighbors reported the owner typically let the dog roam the neighborhood free, but this was the first time they had seen this type of aggression from the pet.
Nonetheless, little Sadie dies from her injuries. The dog's owner, Eric Lopez, charged with negligent homicide. A 17-year-old girl goes to the cops when Thomas Shannon, 41, asks if he can pay her for nude photos. Cops investigate and find the Michigan orthodontist has online conversations with several minors he solicits for nude photos.
Shannon allegedly solicited minors for photos all the way back to 2017 and asked his victims for photos when they were in the 8th and 9th grades.
Shannon hires a forensic investigator to examine his iPhone and iCloud accounts in an effort to prove he does not possess child porn. But the investigation instead reveals a huge collection of illegal videos and images. And now, orthodontist Shannon now facing additional charges. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A dean at the University of Idaho says the administration's goal is to return to a sense of normalcy for students and that safety is a top priority as the spring semester begins this week, nearly 2 months after 4 students were murdered in a house near campus. Dean of Students Elaine Eccles says the sheriff's office in the county is going to have a presence on campus located in Moscow, Idaho. For many students, the start of the new semester marks the first time they're back on campus since the murders of Madison Mogan, Kaylee Gonzalez, Zaina Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin in an off-campus home in mid-November. Fearing for their safety, some students did not return to campus after Thanksgiving break. A West Virginia man convicted in the death of his young daughter has been sentenced. 29-year-old Jeffrey Hoskins of Ripley has been sentenced to 15 years to life for death of a child by child abuse, 1 year for involuntary manslaughter, and 1 to 5 years for strangulation. The sentences will run consecutively, and he'll receive credit for 1,287 days served. Jurors convicted Hoskins last year in the death of the girl. He was accused of choking his then 6-month-old daughter, Rihanna, in October 2018. He was indicted in January 2020 after the girl died, more than a year after she was hospitalized for her injuries. The fatal shooting of a middle school student has sparked public uproar as the nation's capital struggles with rising tensions about violent crime and racial injustice. Police say they found 13-year-old Karen Blake early Saturday morning suffering from multiple gunshot wounds after having been shot by a local resident who says Blake had been breaking into area cars. Blake died of his injuries at the hospital, and his death has sparked a fierce community response from activists demanding that the shooter be arrested and his name be made public. The shooter has not been charged with a crime or publicly identified, but police and the U.S. Attorney's Office say the investigation is ongoing. Fresh off a second rape conviction, Harvey Weinstein has asked New York's highest court to overturn his first one, arguing that the judge in his 2020 case betrayed his rights to a fair trial by, quote, succumbing to the pressure of the Me Too movement. Weinstein's lawyers are asking the state's Court of Appeals to dismiss the disgraced movie mogul's rape conviction and to order a new trial on a single count of criminal sexual act. The rape charge, they say, involves alleged conduct outside the statute of limitations and couldn't be retried.
Georgia State Patrol chase a motorcyclist running from a traffic stop, but he gets away. An enterprising officer checks social media and finds the driver posted a video of the chase on TikTok. The driver has several social media accounts centered on his Triumph Street Triple RS, a very rare and very recognizable bike. Photos in front of the suspect's residence lead cops right to him. Now he's charged with evading police and felony bragging. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.